Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, time has come for us to bring in Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. These charts are posted at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. Michael is here to go through the top 10 stories of the week, and we'll talk about some of them, maybe all of them, depending on our time constraints, and the people list as well for the week of February the 6th through the 10th. Master Michael Harrison. Did you ever get referred to as Master Harrison? When I was a little boy, instead of Mr. Steffen, I was referred to as Master Steffen. That was supposed to be the address that a young boy had. Instead of being Mr., he was Master. Of course, that takes on all kinds of different connotations these days.
Yeah, right. But, special master of the investigation. But
right.
When I was a kid, flowery adults, people who used all kinds of flowery terminology, would refer to a kid as Master. Yes, it would be Master Michael.
Right. Yeah, right.
But that kind of went out of style, I think. I don't think that they do that anymore. Now everybody's a Mr. Now everybody is
nobody knows what non-binary or his, her, him,
right,
or them,
or they, right. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
right.
So let's get on with the show here. We have the Super Bowl and at number 10, and toward the end of the week, the passing of Burt Bacharach, who, what a giant in the music and pop culture world. I think he was 94 years old, 94.
Yeah.
I don't know much about him personally, but I gather he lived a good life.
He did. He was, I remember interviewing him once. He was the most modest guy and smooth. He was married a couple of times. He was married to Angie Dickinson. He was married to Carol Bear Sager. And as you can imagine, women loved him. He really was. But he was honestly smooth, not like some smooth-talking politician that we run into these days. He was just, this is way too inside. A little bit, he reminded me a little, but smoother, of Norm Pattis, who started a big radio company and was big in podcasting.
Isn't that interesting? I could see, having known Norm, could see. That's so funny when you talk about somebody reminding you of somebody else, and then you stop and you realize when you look into that there are so many things about a person that we pick up on that are not obvious or definable. There's a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But when you say that Burt Bacharach was smooth, his music was certainly smooth.
Oh, my God.
His music fit so many formats, and they rocked. His songs rocked, but he wasn't a rocker. I liked a lot of his songs. I tended to be more on the rock and roll, edgy stuff.
Yes, you were. That was your music career, whereas I was in the middle of the road department or doing hit music, that kind of stuff, which is different than the stuff that you did.
So the Super Bowl is always big at this year at number 10. Burt Bacharach is tied at number 10. At number 9, the Tyree Nichols case is still being talked about. At number 8, that terrible earthquake in Turkey and Syria, which is just, to use a term, mind-boggling.
Yep.
The Russia-Ukraine war grinds on at number 7. Number 6, the TikTok ban tied with the artificial intelligence race, the big tech, I guess. At number 5, the Hunter Biden investigation. Keep in mind, these are the top stories talked about on News Talk Radio. At number 4, the 2024 GOP candidates. The field is thickening. At number three, the debt ceiling debate. At number two, and we were talking about this last week, and it's still number two, the Chinese spy balloon.
Unbelievable.
And at number one, Biden's State of the Union address, number one story of the week.
Disgrace.
The people we have on our survey at number 10.
My editorial comment, excuse me, please go on.
It's a disgrace? Well, yeah, I'd like to find out what about, but hang on to that. It's number 10, Tyree Nichols and Burt Bacharach, Josh Hawley at 9, Hunter Biden at 8, number 7, Ron DeSantis, number 6, Nikki Haley, number 5, Donald Trump, number 4, Xi Jinping, number 3, man, she just gets her face out there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is relentless. She is relentless.
She looked like a prostitute at the State of the Union address, I thought. I think she's a character. I wouldn't vote for her in 100 years, but that outfit she had on, come on. Yeah.
Kevin McCarthy is at number two, and Joe Biden is at number one.
So did I just say that? Yeah. I did
so
just say
disgrace?
That.
So what's a disgrace about
the
balloon?
The whole business of maybe it's credibility, Michael. The term credibility as it applies to either the Republicans or the Democrats, and this back and forth. Biden says in 1 minute, well, we want to have bipartisanship. The next minute, he's taking shots at the Republicans. And then the fact there was no real mention of the Chinese spy balloon at all. There was no real mention of the border incident or incidents that have been going on since he's been president. And, the debt ceiling. There are a lot of Republicans who are angry because McCarthy, supposedly, according to the more conservative ones, caved in. He became under Joe Biden's spell because they want to have bipartisanship. But the one that cracks me up the most in terms of Joe Biden this week is his before the State of the Union, he talked about why he believes classified documents made their way into his house. He was interviewed on PBS. He blamed the misplaced documents on the workers who packed up his office. So it was their fault. He takes no responsibility for it whatsoever. The fact that they were found in his home, he doesn't even know who really found them, but he's cooperating to the fullest extent. So he throws the people who he's often extolling value and virtue, those great people that work in the White House, and then he throws them under the bus. Mm-hmm. So, or under his Corvette, maybe that's better, but...
under his train.
I just find him. Now, I'm sorry. I liked him as vice president. I liked him as a senator. I think he's one of the we've had a parade of horrible presidents, and I think they get worse and worse and worse. So do we deserve the government that we have? I don't know. I hope we don't deserve this guy, but apparently we do because he's there. And the rumor is that they want to run him again without Kamala Harris. So let's see where that all goes. That seems to be. I'm getting off my soapbox now. Thank you.
Oh, that means it's my turn.
Uh-oh. Yes, it is. Yes, it's your turn.
I have nothing to add to that.
Of course you do. You always have something to add.
I know. Isn't that annoying?
No, it's great.
I must annoy the hell out of you.
Will you stop it?
Okay. I annoy everybody. I'm just annoying.
As long as
like
I don't know.
Mr. Irrelevant in the,
really?
The football, which is a whole other story.
All right, now, okay, let's talk about that. Let's go to the Super Bowl. You've done the people list, right? Did you do the people list yet?
I say, yeah, well, if you can call them people, yeah.
You did it. Okay, yeah. Because Marjorie, you said something about Marjorie. Okay, so for a couple of minutes, let's inform the audience, because I actually am not an expert in this department, but I'm betting that you are, pardon the pun, when it comes to betting and the fact that this is the most prolific way for radio to make money is on taking betting ads. And so the fact that it's legal and that we can advertise it, but there's a guy in New York who's a member of Congress, his name is Paul Tonko, who wants to block any media that's regulated by the feds from accepting any ad dollars from any sports betting operation effective immediately. So this would be, if there's any bright spot in advertising these days, especially with the economy being in the tank, it's betting. So this guy wants to take it away, and, you know, can you find out why? What does he think? People will stop betting because it's not advertised? It's like not advertising cigarettes on the radio. People still smoke. So what does
well,
he think?
I don't know. I don't know whether that's a good analogy.
Analogy, maybe not.
Because smoking is down. Significantly in America.
Right.
But it's obvious why some people think that betting is a vice. They think it's addictive, and they think that it's destructive.
It is.
Or they think it's immoral. And so we have laws. The laws are not always even-handed when it comes to prohibition. That's something we've been wrestling with for a very long time.
Right.
And prohibition creates black markets. So, the greatest thing for organized crime is that things be illegal. Look at the people that made a fortune during, you know, alcohol prohibition. Look at the people that have made a fortune with drugs being illegal and still are. So it's an argument and a debate that doesn't surprise me. I have personal mixed feelings about gambling and sports. I'm not a gambler. I don't like. To me, gambling is one of the worst of all the vices out there.
You buy lottery tickets?
Maybe in my life I've bought 5 or 6 lottery tickets over the years.
Really?
And I find gambling to be a very bad bet, if you'll pardon the pun. I don't like gambling. There are so many better ways you can game and play games and risk money. But I'm not a moralist about it. If people want to gamble, go ahead. As far as sports are concerned, I think it's a corruptive force. I'm old-fashioned, old-school when it comes to sports. I think the word sport should also be a mode of conduct. Sportsmanship, or sportswomanship, or sportsthemship, whatever you want to call it. That to be a good sport, that word, it doesn't have the same effect anymore. Be a good sport, you know. That doesn't mean anything today, does it?
It doesn't. Look at be a good sport applies to anything and everything. Politics in the main, and being on the field playing football, baseball, basketball. Look at all the things that happen that are pretty uncivil.
I don't even like celebrations. In the end zone.
All right, let's continue this maybe with a different twist. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We're on the air. What do we know that we might not get?
Boy, that's a softball up the middle.
We learn how stupid people are.
I don't mean that. But no. That question was a little sloshy, so let's go back to the beginning. Is every moment on the radio a teachable moment? Every moment on the radio is a valuable moment to be squandered or to be utilized in a productive way.
Brilliant. See, you're so brilliant. That's a brilliant way of putting it.
Yeah. But obviously, each one does not succeed at reaching that goal. So that's my answer, in a nutshell. Every moment counts.
There's inspiration. I used to get inspired listening to Jim Bohannon, frankly. I always thought he was one of the greatest that's come along. Not that we weren't all friends, but it didn't make, if I didn't know him, I mean, the point is, you and I know most of these people that are on the air now, and we get, I found out something about Mandy Connell, who is in Denver now. I think she's on KOA. That she'd been a fan of mine forever. And I don't remember. I think I met her once at a talkers convention. It's just funny. The reason I say that is because you never know, and I say this to all my talk show host brethren, you never know how much impact you're going to have on somebody with some quick slight of, or slip of the tongue, or slight of the tongue, right? The good stuff. The things, for example, I'm learning a lot listening to some of these programs about what a spy balloon had in it. Do you believe? I mean, these people, the Chinese, they got 40 of these damn balloons floating all over the place, and it takes us a week to shoot it down?
Well, I don't know. Yes, you might be right. You might be right. That might be a terrible thing. I think it's inconsequential. I think that everybody's spying on everybody, and if you have to resort to balloons to spy, that's really...
Isn't it the principle of the thing, though, Michael? It is old school technology, but I don't know. It's just...
The principle of the thing?
Like tumbling tumbleweed.
I think that we so politicized it and so sensationalized it for the media, politicized it for the politicians and the parties, that it is completely out of whack with reality. I mean, there were balloons flying over North America from China during the Trump administration. Didn't make a deal about it. Now we make a deal about it with Biden. And I personally think, although I have absolutely no way to be sure of it, is I think the Chinese are just, you know, testing out how people respond to things. It's a trial balloon to see how people respond to it. But we're so far ahead in terms of snooping on each other and spying on each other and
spying on
ourselves.
Yeah, it's not like we don't do it too. Yeah,
right.
We're hypocrites.
I mean, come on,
to a point.
Friggin' balloon. Come on, you know. I just don't buy into that stuff, Doug. I'm sorry.
Do I then come across as an America firster, and maybe I shouldn't? Is it naive of me to take the approach that, well, I mean, I'm not taking the approach, we don't do the same thing. It just bothers me when it's being done to us. Maybe that's it. Or I just find the Chinese so hypocrite. I don't know. It just bugs the hell out of me.
The Chinese have done a lot more dangerous stuff than put a balloon over
us. Right. Okay. That's a good way of putting it. Thank you. Michael and Doug, here's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. WNBA star Brittany Griner is making her second public appearance since being released from a Russian prison. The basketball player was spotted at the 16th hole at the WN Phoenix Open golf tournament Saturday. Her first appearance was at the Martin Luther King Jr. March in downtown Phoenix last month. While Griner stated that she intends to play for the Phoenix Mercury again this season, it's also unclear if she will be competing at next year's Olympics in Paris. U2 returns to the stage for the first time since 2019 later this year. The boys from Dublin used a Super Bowl commercial to announce they'll be opening a brand new MSG Sphere in Las Vegas this fall. The venue features state-of-the-art sound design and a structure that can be customized by performers for visuals. U2 UV Achtung Baby Live at the Sphere will be focusing on celebrating the band's Zoo TV tour and Achtung Baby album. The band also confirmed that founding member and drummer Larry Mullen Jr. will not take part in the residency. Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Part two or part three of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yes, it depends on how you...
How we differentiate the parts, right? The pieces of the overall pie. The charts for this week, the discussion on the big stories from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael and his staff, also come up with a list of the people that focus, certainly, on most of these stories. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. So as we look at the charts and think about what's going on, the reality of things that happen, much of what we talk about here and much of there have been stories for many weeks about violence and that sort of thing and politics. And I wonder how this goes together with that. The story from New Jersey this week, excuse me, Michael, the story about two people, not one, but two people fatally shot in New Jersey this week. The authorities there have confirmed in a seven-day period two local elected officials were killed. One of them in Milford, which is near the New Jersey border, and then the other one was shot in Somerset, and that's not too far away. And the people who were responsible, apparently, for killing these people were local folks who were angry at the work that they've done. I think one of them was a black man, the other one was a white person. But the fact that they have now arrested somebody, authorities believe this man shot the council people, and the anger, I mean, there are all kinds of different stories that are floating around. But this guy worked for the public, the gas company. This other, I'm stupefied, and I don't know whether worried. I'm not sure what my emotion is when talking about this stuff. But even local officials are suspect, are they're in danger because of things that they say or things that they do. It isn't just the national scene. This has trickled down to the local level. Where people are losing their lives.
Because the local people don't have as much protection as senator or a congressman or a president would have. It's very dangerous to be a celebrity. It's very dangerous to be an opinionated one. Mm-hmm. And it's just dangerous to be a citizen because there is violence and crime. A congresswoman, I believe, was assaulted in her apartment house elevator the other day in Washington. She fought off the attacker. I mean, assaulted, physically by somebody in your apartment building elevator. That's pretty close to home. Look at what happened to Pelosi. Pelosi's husband, right? I mean, this goes on. There have been many stories. I think Rand Paul was attacked by a neighbor a couple of years ago.
I remember him mowing his lawn.
Right. It's very, very dangerous in America today to be opinionated.
So is that why we don't have good people running? Do you think that's part of it?
That's certainly part of it. There's no doubt there's more to it than that. That's part of it. Look at the kind of people that are attracted to run into office for office. I mean, look at some of the clowns
crazies.
that are elected. So what does that say about the electorate?
Do we get where's the old expression? You get the politicians of the government you deserve.
You asked that earlier, and that is my song "Idiots" is about that. That idiocy is a corrosive force in the maintenance of democracy. You know, when it comes down to whether the elections are up and up or not, if the people voting are idiots, look at what we have.
The dumbing down of America. We've allowed our school system to get away with inferior product, i.e. the students, for the most part, that are getting out, students in the middle. I went off on this on the Good Day program one day this week, looking at some example of how youngsters are being taken care of, had special needs, all the money spent for that, and the money spent for advanced placement. I think it started the conversation actually after the Ron DeSantis, the whole business about Florida and what they're doing educationally to curtail, the exposure of certain books and thought patterns and that sort of thing. I find it disruptive and discouraging because people are not being educated as to, in the necessary things that help you become a mature thinking adult.
We have to revamp our curricula. We have to revamp how we approach education, both public and private. I mean, what are we looking for? The problem is we live in an age where everything is politically weaponized, even education. So now we're going to look at every book, and it might not agree with somebody else's idea of what's right and wrong. And to a certain degree, we have to be concerned about those things. But it's what's the motive for that concern?
And in many cases, it's different motives.
Right. The motives are usually political advantage.
Yep. And then we have situations talking about the education, what's going on in the schools, all the bullying. While we're in New Jersey, another sad event this week, a student in high school committed suicide. She'd been bullied all year long. There's a video floating around of her in a hallway being beaten up by other girls. So she just committed suicide. And you know, what's the reason for that? How do we, in a modern progressive society, how do you put up? How do you deal with that? Even, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, number four this week on the countdown is a focus on the candidates for the presidency in 1924.
Good. Yeah, 24 is going to be a good year, Doug.
Yes, it will. Yes,
you know, a chicken in every pot.
Mm-hmm. In the year 2424, as opposed to the year 2929, I said this on the air, and people are like, no, you didn't really say that, did you?
Well, what did you say?
No, he's got a smile in his voice.
What did you say?
What did I do now? I said Donald Trump won't make it through the primary next year.
Why not?
Because there are other people that are gaining attention. The party is pushing him aside. Nikki Haley is a new face. Certainly Ron DeSantis has a lot of chutzpah. There are polls that are floating around. I don't know that we should place. Polls are great for talk radio because they give you something to talk about. Are they valuable other than that? Probably not. But, you know, this one poll suggests that DeSantis beats Trump in the primary by 12 points. Nikki Haley, depending on how her name, everybody knows who DeSantis is at this point, but very few people know who Nikki Haley is. Remember when Bill Clinton ran? Nobody knew who he was, right? Nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yet.
He was the guy that made the embarrassingly long speech at the Democratic convention, the cycle before he ran, and people were making fun of him. Look that up.
Yeah, I do remember that now that you mention it. Yes, right.
He was it was an embarrassment, and he went on to become, of course, president. Oh yeah, you and I followed the election of '92 very closely. We were up in New Hampshire, and we were talking all. You know, that was a great
fun
election.
Yeah. Yes, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. But, it was fun.
But be that as it may, you're back to your point, is that you think that Trump won't have the political legs to make it past the primaries, let alone to get into the general election. Do you think that if by some reason Trump is nominated because of the fractionalized field, in other words, where he gets the most votes in a fractionalized, you know, pie, which is possible. Do you think that the Democrats have a better chance of winning if Trump is the nominee, or a better chance of winning if he is not the nominee?
I think the Democrats have a better chance of winning if they have a better candidate than they do at the moment. As far as Trump is concerned or any of the others, I think there's something to like. I suppose we could find something to like in any of the candidates. But what is it that they've accomplished? I think you can make the argument Trump did quite a bit more when he was president than Biden's doing in terms of accomplishments. Putting his personality aside, you know, you could look at a lot of stuff, and the border is probably the best example, at least off the top of the head. The border was under control when Trump was president. It sure as hell isn't now. So is that, you know, and can Pence take some of that stuff? Because I didn't mention him as part of this. I mentioned DeSantis and Haley, but Pence is in there, too, and he's a player. He's got plans to run, and he could, you know, whether the subpoena that's about to be laid on him changes the playing field, that's another thing. You know, at some point, we've got to get away from all of this stuff and deal with the here and the now, because we're too easily distracted.
Yeah. Right now there are about 12 viable candidates. Youngkin in Virginia. You got the guy in Maryland.
Yeah.
You got Pompeo.
That's right, too. I forgot about him. Yeah.
He's out there stirring things up. There's a whole bunch. A whole bunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think the more that run, the better it is for Trump.
Maybe. Listen, I could be 100% wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. All right, let's continue in a moment here. Michael Harrison with a focus on what's going on at Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy. Idiots talk among us. Never ceases to amaze me. Idiots talk among us. Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. They cherry pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears.
This is the song that Michael... Wait, we call this a song. It's a recording of... the tune is Idiots. It's had tens of thousands of downloads because people, when they hear it, they think, what? What is that? I want to hear the whole thing. What is that?
Downloads and the video. The video has a life of its own all over the world now. If you want to see the video and hear the song, go to idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com, and it's basically it's a song, it's a record, and it's a music video. The group is Gun Hill Road. I'm a member of the group, co-wrote the song. I performed the lead vocal, and basically it's a very bold and satirical look at the negative effects of the dumbing down of America.
Yep.
And idiotsvideo.com, folks, check it out if you haven't, because I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's 4 minutes, and it's time well spent. Idiots.
So are the radio personalities that are driving across the country from Philadelphia to the Super Bowl with the ashes of fate. they're not idiots. They're just, it's a great way to get attention. Everybody's talking about it.
Well,
right? You've got a story about it in Talkers.
Yeah, it's a promotion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a good promotion for the station for sure. All right, Michael, we continue here on the countdown. It's 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered.
We should have started with some music from Burt Bacharach, all the music that he put into movies, Chucker. Come on, give her the program, will you?
That's true. I should. I don't think right.
That's okay. All right, so what are we doing with this?
You know why? This is from Goodfellas. I missed Joe Pesci's birthday yesterday, 80 years old.
80 years old.
So I didn't. I made a mistake. I wanted to correct the mistake going forward, which is what good people should do. So I just want to acknowledge Joe Pesci. And I'm scared of Joe Pesci. I got to be honest, I'm scared of Joe. No, the characters Joe Pesci plays, I'm actually scared of.
Yeah,
I was saying this to somebody yesterday, and then when he brought up, oh, Joe Pesci's birthday is today. What about his mind or background gives him the ability to play the two characters he played in Goodfellas and Casino? Because they are really scary people. I mean, they are really scary.
He seems like a mild-mannered. I've only come across him once in my life at a talk convention, and he was charming, to be sure. He was very pleasant. He does an interesting and good talk radio program. He does a music show on Saturday night on WABC. He's the only guy I know in New York.
I did not know that. Okay.
Working for two different stations. He does the Salem talk station mornings, Monday through Friday, and then he does Saturday night.
What's he
on
talking about?
WABC. He's a right-wing political guy. He does I'm thinking about, isn't that awful? No, I'm not talking about Joe Pesci. I'm talking about Piscopo. I went off on the Piscopo.
Oh, okay.
Wrong star. Excuse me. Yeah. No, Pesci, though, he's...
I didn't know Joe Piscopo was still doing radio. Okay.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I learned. So by our cross wire conversation. I still learn something. Let's go back to Joe Pesci. Goodfellas, his body of work is not extensive. I think the guy's done 200 movies. Goodfellas, Casino, Home Alone, one of the Wet Bandits, Lethal Weapon 2, 3, 4, as Leo Getz, My Cousin Vinny. Those are all iconic. He's iconic in those movies.
Yep.
And he's really... We're just a really interesting actor.
Yeah,
and, like all of us, like me and you, not getting any younger, 80 years old. So.
Yep. God bless him. All right. Now, Ben Affleck,
how
Matt Damon.
How old is Joe Piscopo, by the
way? He's 80. Oh. He's 80.
Is he 80 really?
Yeah.
Holy smoke. Holy smoke. Okay.
All right. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Viola Davis.
I saw that
there's a trailer out called for a movie called Air. What do we know about that?
Well, I watched a trailer last night, and it looks really good. Ben Affleck directs, Matt Damon. Well, Ben Affleck's in the movie as an actor, but Matt Damon is a star, and he plays the guy who comes up with the idea back in the day at Nike to have one basketball player be the main component of a new shoe, and he picks Michael Jordan, who has not played an NBA game yet. And it's a really, obviously that's an interesting story because that decision did for that company is legendary. But Matt Damon is a really good actor.
Yeah, good cast. Marlon Wayans is in it. Chris Tucker is in it.
Jason Bateman. Viola Davis. Yeah, that's a good. I think they're going to run a Super Bowl trailer. And I just want to bring this up because this weekend is the Super Bowl. I'm not going to ask you for a prediction because I don't think you know anything about football.
I don't care.
Said that, you got 30-second spots for $7 million. They're sold out.
Yeah.
A lot of studios are going to advertise trailers. You're going to see Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. You're going to see a trailer to Fast X, which is the 10th entry in the Fast and Furious franchise. Indiana Jones 5, The Flash, which I predict will be the biggest movie of the summer. And even Scream 6 is going to get a $7 million 30-second coming attraction trailer. I personally think, I've given this a lot of thought because we've bantered about this over the years, is it worth paying $7 million for a Super Bowl spot? I think this feels right. To me. It feels right to me. And I think you get a lot of bang for your buck. You get a lot of buzz. You get a lot of people who watch it online after the Super Bowl repeat. So I do think if you have a movie you think is going to launch, I think it's worth spending the $7 million. Yeah, I do.
All right, well, so let's see if what comes out makes a mistake. I mean, makes sense. I'm looking at Magic Mike and The Last Dance. I'm hoping that's a big movie. It looks like
that's this weekend, and also the re-release of Titanic. So those are the two big movies this weekend.
There you go. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.